Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're taking a break, or at least I'm taking a break tonight from painting, which is a good thing, although it's that time of year, man. That's all I'm doing lately, it seems, morning, noon, and night, except when I'm doing the shows. So this is a nice break. We've got a heck of a good show tonight. Got just a fantastic country and roots rock singer-songwriter, Miss Cherish Lee. Cherish, how are you?
Jamie Rocks, how are ya?
I'm doing great, doing great. You know, it was interesting, if I can learn to talk. I'm going to try. We were talking before we came on the air. You're just finishing up a little tour, right?
Well, no, actually, we went back to Texas to be with some family, and it was a short trip. So, unfortunately, I always am sad to leave Texas. But we're so close to the house. Thank you. Yes, it is. So we are about. I think by the time we end up saying our adieus and farewells, we will be pulling up to my house.
Nice, nice. The dogs will be barking. The cattle will be coming out. No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, no, that's about right.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, after you, man.
No, the whole dog thing. So we just rescued a dog from Memphis, Tennessee, from the Humane Society out there. And her name is Penny Lane, and she is wonderful, and she has three legs. So we did not intentionally stop in Memphis, but we did. And I'm letting Penny out to go and do her doggy business. And a car comes up to me, and he goes, "Hey, how many dogs do you have?" And I said, "I got three." "Why?" And he's got a dog.
He's like, "You want another one?" Car.
Yeah, one of those. And so he was like, "Yeah, the pound is closed." And I was just dropping this dog off. And I'm like, man, do they find me? So anyways, I called my buddies at Humane Society and a friend of mine, who I actually found Penny through his social media because he does all of his volunteer work and stuff with them. And I was like, "Hi." "You guys, I know we rescued a dog. Can we give you another dog?" So anyways, we got her in there and placed, and she is safe, thank God. And I commend the guy for not just dropping her off in the street, because I think that happens a lot. So, but he pegged me.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
I'm telling you,
Joy.
Joy. See, I like that name. I like that name a lot. No, I was saying, it's weird you bring this up. We were contacted by a friend of ours, me and my girlfriend, Danny, earlier tonight. And we've got this huge backyard, 9,000 square foot. Not like huge, like you cowgirls think of huge. We don't have livestock or anything, but we live in the suburbs and it's a big, giant backyard. And, we don't have a dog. And so our friend contacted us and said, I did not know she works for a Shar Pei rescue. So we're going to look at a dog tomorrow night.
Hey, there you go.
I'm telling you.
Well, look at that. It sounds like, so you got room for a dog, and it sounds like you also got room for some chickens.
Oh, man.
Get some chicken.
We do have a peacock.
Fresh eggs.
We do have a peacock that comes and visits us every so often. So, he eats pretty well. We're big soft.
Yeah, especially because he's the only guy on the land. He's going to be bummed when you get dog and all sorts of, because here's the problem. It's like a tattoo. You start with one and then you're just screwed. Then you open the door for many more.
I'm telling you. It's crazy, crazy. So I wanted to ask you, now you've got a new EP coming out, but you've got a single out right now. It's been, the single's not out right now. Tequila Cowgirl is not out. It's going to be released in January, right?
Well, okay, so it's actually, so my, I'm calling it an album because it's not quite an EP and it's not quite an album, but I figure there's seven songs on it, and if I call it my new CD album, it is. So
that's right.
The single Tequila Cowgirl is out. It's out on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon Music.
It is out.
That's right, son. You tell them. And the album will be releasing. He's my cheerleader. So
I'm telling you.
I couldn't ask for a better fan club. So the album will be releasing in January of 2018, which is very exciting. And I saw that you posted the Tequila Cowgirl music video, which is so cool of you. Thank you.
I absolutely love it. I'm in love with the track and the video. And we're going to be playing the track here in a little bit. And I wanted to let people know, we folks, on our show page, and if you're listening on my website, we have a link to Cherish Lee's music.com. It's Cherish Lee's website. And you can head over there and find out there's links to where you can pick up Tequila Cowgirl. And also follow her on all of her social media and whatnot, which is pretty awesome. You're all over. You're on Instagram and all the fun stuff.
Yeah, apparently I'm on, you're all over the place. No, apparently I'm on Twitter. I don't know how. It is me that's tweeting. I'm just not sure. So don't reach out to me on Twitter and expect a response, because I don't even know how I got on there in the first place. But
everybody that reaches out to me on Twitter tries to sell me rap beats. I'm like, I'm not a rapper. I mean, I don't have anything against rappers. It ain't me, man. I think what it is, because I have artists on there, and they think that I'm a musical artist, not like a painting artist, you know? And
I love that you paint, because I paint as well.
There you go. Now, every girl I ever dated, and when I was in college and whatnot, they would introduce me to their parents. They're like, oh, it's Jamie, he's a painter. And they're like, house or cars? I'm like, I will paint either. If the check's big enough,
Love it. But you're an artist. You paint canvases, right? Or do you paint houses?
Yep. Okay. I will do wherever the money's at, baby. Wherever the money, you know. If it's a pretty girl and she needs her house painted, I'm probably painting the house. No, I shouldn't say that. I'll get in trouble. People will be emailing me wanting me to paint their house. No, I normally paint canvases. What I normally do.
And then there goes your radio show, poo-poo, dent house painting.
I won't have time, I'm telling you. Now, let me ask you, though, about now being in music and whatnot. Were you always a performer? Like when you were a little girl and stuff, did you say, singing and dancing, baby, that's what I want to do, and ride horses?
My mom had dinner parties. Everybody called me. They said, Cherish, when you grow up, you're going to be the singing veterinarian. So,
little Ellie Mae.
I'm not far from it. Now, in high school, I had better things to do than actually go to school. So I did not become a veterinarian. I stuck with the music vein, and I love it. It's part of me and who I am as far as, you know, my passion and all that good stuff. But, we would literally have dinner parties, and my mom would be like, okay, everybody sit down. My dad is going to put on a show to Madonna. yes, this has been going on for a long time. And then, you know, I'd go and perform at my dad's concerts and either sing one of his songs, or when I was, I think, I don't know, four, I'd seen Les Mis. And so I go to this honky tonk. There's a bunch of drunk cowboys out there, and I'm singing, there is a castle on a cloud. Yeah, so it's...
nice.
This has been... I've been at it for a while.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, was there a moment? Well, I guess when you were doing this, you knew this is what you were going to be doing and what. And you mentioned your father.
Well,
tell us a little bit about that and whatnot too.
Yeah. So no, my dad, Johnny Lee, he did Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places and Cherokee Fiddle for Urban Cowboy and so many other incredible songs
there?
And hits. Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
So he has a bunch of different gold and platinum records, which is amazing. And you know, it's not, even though it was something I loved, I think for a long time I really wrestled back and forth with, am I out of my ever-loving mind for being in this business or wanting to be or pursuing it?
Mm-hmm.
But I, about, you know, I think 12 plus years ago, it just stuck and I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. And so, and this album is just, it's such a huge accomplishment because I'm doing it as a true independent artist. I don't have
nice.
Anybody backing me or anything like that. And it's, you know, these are songs that I've written and co-written with other brilliant writers in Nashville. And I am kind of bucking the system with this album. It's not your typical Nashville way to go about things, you know.
Right.
This album, you know, my husband and I got married Christmas Eve and found out we were pregnant. Thank you. Yes, no, it was wonderful. And then found out that we made a baby in January. So it was a wonderful winter. And, but to be respectful to my family, you know, I was stuck in contracts for a long time, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, so
right.
got out of those, but to be respectful to my family, I was like, you know, because I've been stuck in these contracts, I haven't been working. So I respectfully need to be aware of what I put into this. And I've got $1,500 to make an album. And everybody in Nashville was like, you can't do that. And I was like, well, you don't know Cherish Lee. So I made an album for about that much, and
wow.
I have been just pounding the pavement, and people who are a part of this were a part of it because they loved it, they believed in it, they loved what I was doing and what I was standing for, and I just feel like there is another way to kind of be a part of this music business.
It's
sweat and tears. But
it's I hate to use the phrase, but it's and I don't mean it musically, but it's very punk rock, you know, because you are bucking the system there. And
yeah,
I'll tell you what,
I channeled my inner Nirvana.
That's right. Well, you know, when you do that, and this is what a lot of people I'm not in the music business, but I'm in the entertainment business, and what a lot of people who aren't in that business don't realize, man, when your name's on the door. You really got to do it, or it ain't gonna work. You know what I mean? If you don't love the idea or the project or whatever, you can't half-ass it. Pardon my French.
You can't. And also, even being in the business, I'm learning so much about it, and I was really surprised. I'm not meaning to be a whistleblower here, but basically, all the stuff that you're hearing on the radio is. Because a ton of money put it there.
Right.
And so for somebody like me, you know, even if there was all of that money right there in my pocket, you better believe it wouldn't go towards my music career. I'd build an animal shelter or a homeless
right.
shelter or something, you know? So I'm like, there's got to be a different way here, people. And I guess the ultimate goal is to make that amount of money so I can build those things for...
It'll probably happen. Every successful person I've talked to, they said, you know, you got to work your tail off, man. You have to work. That's the thing.
It is a lot of work.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
We're getting a jump on the holidays backstage at Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend Shopping Party. Fun, giveaways, great finds. Plus, we get a free backstage tote. And a $5 backstage gift card. With any $30 backstage purchase. Price is so low, we don't need coupons. Perfect gifts. Great home style. Everything we need for holiday guests. Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend. Today and tomorrow. Best weekend ever. Macy's Backstage. Savings for everyday life. Details at macysbackstage.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way
to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
You know, and especially being a new young mother and whatnot, and wife and everything. No, you said your husband's also in the music business. He's involved in this as well.
I'm not married to a man in the industry. I'm married to a man that makes incredible, beautiful, handcrafted furniture. And is like, he's a man's man. It's great.
Gotcha.
We just went back to Texas and he's, you know, helping his BMO and people out on the ranch and moving heavy stuff and just getting dirty. I'm like, God, you're sexy.
Has baled some hay in his day, I bet. I hear you. Oh, man. Let's play a track, Cherish Lee, so people know just how great it is. I've got two here to go. Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song, Feel a Cowgirl. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Oh, I would say we should Rochambeau, but whichever, surprise me.
Well, okay.
Let's go with
Tequila
Cowgirl.
Oh, Calgary.
I knew we were going to say the different one.
No.
It's your
here
show.
It is, everybody.
You go ahead.
We're going to play Tequila Cowgirl. This is Cherish Lee. We're going to play it, then we're going to talk a little bit about it, and we're going to talk about the video. So here it is. Check it out.
She takes her coffee black, wears her grandpa's hat, her boots are well worn in. She's bullseye honest, and she's restless as the wind. She says, you know, men, you can let them in and lead them to the trough. But just like wild horses, they tend to wander off. Without a care in the world.
I told you, folks, I told you, what a great track. Tequila Cowgirl. That's the new single from Cherish Lee. Cherish, I dig that track a lot.
Oh, I'm really glad that you like that song. I love Tequila Cowgirl. I think it's really kind of neat to look back or listen to it, whatever, and just be proud of it. I like it,
right,
too. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you. Sometimes when I'm working on a painting, nobody knows this because they only see the end result. And in your business, they only hear the end result, you know? Sometimes the paintings come real easy. It's just like, boom, 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 there it is. Boom, on to the next. And other times, I want to throw the canvas in the street and jump up and down on it, and it really fights me. My musician friends that I've asked this question to, they oftentimes say, yeah, that's kind of how it is with songwriting. Was this an easy one, or did this one fight you? Because it sounds perfect. It sounds
this
like it just
was very easy. This one was very easy.
Yes,
it was one of those. There are a few songs on the album. There's actually one in particular that was. Oh,
put up
man,
a little bit of a
fight. I'm a perfectionist. I wanted to sound perfectly imperfect, and you know, and if you listen closely, it's like if you watch a movie and you see the movie mistakes. There are a few of those little gems on the album, but it's okay.
But you know, I bet people don't even realize it. You know,
to be honest, now I do. And the funny thing is the whole deal was being a new mom. We have three dogs, just brought in another one who just ate a Kleenex in the car. I said, Penny, there was boogers in that Kleenex. Anyways. Yes, really, Penny. Oh, she's so amazing. She keeps me on my toes. No pun intended. But, So listening back to the album, my producer, Nate Wadan, he respectfully let me be the songwriter, the artist, and most importantly, the mother. So, not him, obviously, my baby. But I look back at it now where it's like, you know, it takes so much time to really sit and perfect everything. And I'm listening to the
Well, sometimes you can
over-perfect
things, too. You know, you can spend too much time tweaking.
And I really wanted it to be perfectly imperfect, but I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm not even going to say what they are. If you find them, message me on Instagram or Facebook. I'll probably do some sort of something with the fans.
That's awesome. And you know, that happens to me. I did a show, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and we were dropping the paintings off, and I noticed something I wanted to change on one. And I told Ted, the gallery owner, I said, hey, I'm gonna bring this back to the studio. I'll bring it back tomorrow. He's like, no. It stays here. It's finished. It is what it is.
Well,
I'm like, okay.
So yeah, I actually paint as well, and it's one of those things where I have sold one painting, which was a complete shock and surprise. Nice. My dad had taken it into the store in Missouri, a really cool antique store, and was hoping that they would find a frame for it because it was an odd-sized canvas. And anyway, so it had been sitting in there, and finally they were like, hey, we don't have anything for this, but you had a ton of inquiries about buying your painting. I was like,
wow.
And so they were like, well,
nice.
Here's what we think we could get for it. We'll go ahead and buy it from you for that price. And if you have any other paintings. So I was very surprised, and it's kind of odd to sell a painting, to be honest. I was like, well, I guess this has been sitting in my house for, you know, 6-7 years.
It's all over now.
I guess I can let it go.
You're going to have to be walk aside a couple hours a day because you're going to have to be cranking these out, you know?
Well,
get them over there.
And here's another funny one. I don't know if my husband knows this. There was this little local bar I'd go to in Texas, and I didn't have the cash to tip him, I gave him one of my paintings instead. He was
nice,
like, this is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. And I
that
actually
is
just
gonna be
got
on
a message from his his wife or girlfriend, and she's like, I've got a beautiful Cherish Lee painting in my house. So it's pretty funny.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm telling you, that'll be, I'll be watching it on one of those Pawn Stars shows or something. No. Where did you get this painting? Well, it's a great story, let me tell you. That's awesome. Let me ask you about the Tequila Cowgirl video, because you did, you said there wasn't a lot of fundage in the budget, but it's a great video. I dig the video a lot. Did you like, are you a video person? Do you like doing these? Are they a necessary evil, or is it fun?
Oh my gosh. No, I absolutely love it. And the guy that I work with, his name is Kevin Deems, and he is a dream to work with. Everybody who I work with, you know, who I've worked with on this project, they like stay with me forever.
Nice.
We worked really quick. It was a kind of a wild ride to even get it done, because there were a lot of colorful events that had taken place before we even got to our first location, but we did make it. And he and Kevin just kept such a positive attitude through the whole thing. Basically, we ran over something, it busted up his car. We had to go about an hour in the other direction to pick up another car and go back. And we were about 2.5 hours behind, which was insane. And by the time we finally get there, he sets up this shot with his drone, and I'm on the horse. And that horse just decides, don't like that, I'm out of here, and takes off through the thicket and with me on it. Anyway, so it was just like, I just hunkered down, held on to that horse, and I hope that's right.
Like that.
I said, I hope that horse has enough sense not to knock itself out. So anyways, but we did get it done, and we were originally going to go to Texas to film it, but did not have the opportunity to make it that far. So we filmed the bar scene at Swingin' Door Saloon, which was really cool down on Broadway. I big thank you to them for opening up their doors. And
nice.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings, and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Well, now we're going to move on to, and once again, folks, we have a link, cherishleemusic.com. It's a fantastic website, and you can pick Tequila Cowgirl up. It is out. Now, Can the same be said for the next song we're going to play, Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song?
Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song.
Is it out
yeah,
as well, or is that coming out in
January? One is not out. This one is going to be on the album January 2018. So
nice.
You'll just... Nice. Hey, everybody, it'll make a great stocking stuffer. Pre-order.
That's right. Pre-order,
baby. It's not available for pre-order yet, but soon, and probably in the next couple weeks.
When it is. You know, that's something I like to mention to people, too. When you do buy music digitally, one of the cool things about purchasing tracks and singles and whatnot digitally is you can, I don't know, let's say you go to work and you forgot Ralph down the way's birthday or whatever. As long as you got Ralph's email, man, you can buy him a single. All you need is it when you check out of iTunes or wherever. They all do it now. It says, you know, send to this email. You just put in Ralph's email or whatever, and so much better than a card. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, I love that. Wow, you know what? That's
yeah,
going to be my thing. Instead of buying cards for people, I'll buy them
a
single.
Track.
I'm telling you, I
learned that. I had a little gal, and I had a gallery out west, and I had a gal that worked for me, and she was going through a heartbreak. And instead of making her a mixtape, I made her a mix email of all these breakup songs to help her through, you know? And, introduced her to...
I'm a lover, I'm a child. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I think that was on there. Oh, those first heartbreaks are rough, man. I think this was her first one.
I'll tell you. But they make for good paintings and art and music and all that good stuff.
Exactly. Hey, here, let's play it. Hey, Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song. Here it is, everybody. Cherish
me.
That's our addition. My bad, we didn't ask permission. You might not get it, but we hope you dig it. Thank you.
There it was, folks. Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song by Cherish Lee. What a track. Another winner. Another winner. I love it, Cherish Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The funny thing is, so while you were playing this Ain't Your Grandma's Country Song, we got home and the dogs are going bananas. So I am now stepped back outside. Oh, my gosh. The death pulls the barking.
Yes. Oh, man. Now, Has it chilled down for the fall where you're at there?
It has. Yeah, it was warmer in Texas, and it's I'm here in Nashville, and it's a little bit brisk outside.
A brisk
evening.
We'll
just say that. Yeah.
Well, we're almost done. We're almost done with the show, but I just want to let people know.
Basically, it has hit that weather that when you shave your legs, it's pointless. As soon as you go outside, it just immediately grows back.
There you go.
So, yes, we've hit the cool fall.
Well, you know, it happens. It happens. It never happens where I'm at, but it does happen in other places I've been. It has cooled down. We're down to the 80s now. So that's a good thing.
Well, okay, so I actually am singing, in which I am very proud, people. I'm singing the national anthem in January a convention there in Orlando for 5,000 people. And
wow.
I am so excited. They're like, hey, we'll get you in and we'll get you back out. We'll fly in, you know, the whole hotel thing and send you back home. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Don't book the return flight yet. Let me talk to my family and see if I want to get any of them out to Florida in January. We're not rushing back to the snow-covered hills just yet.
Well,
so
there is a nice
there's
a nice little pit stop there in Orlando. It's the happiest place on earth, in the world.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to wait until my son's a little bit older to, like, actually take it all in and remember, you know. I mean, he's so smart and, like, actually observes everybody and takes everything in around him. So he probably will have he will have memories from this time in his life, I can assure you. But we'll probably we'll wait until he's older to ride the rides and take it all in. So, well, but yes, there will otherwise just stick me on a beach. I'm fine with that.
There you go, Cherish. There you go. Remember what we talked about before the show happened? And I said, hopefully it won't happen tonight. It happened.
Oh, no,
I was going to say, there's a nice little pit stop in Orlando, the happiest place on earth, Disney World. You could stop by Disney World and, you know, do all of that.
Well, we could do that. I think I'm going to wait until my son is a little bit older so he can ride all the rides and soak it all in. I have no doubt that he wouldn't. You know, that he wouldn't remember.
He
these
is a little young for
so
that.
He's so observant. He is, but he's so observant and he takes in so much in the people that he meets and the places he goes. And I know he'll have memories from this time in his life. That's just my child is brilliant.
But it's cool doing the anthem. You know, that's a cool gig.
Yeah, I'm very excited and very proud to be singing our anthem. So I can't wait.
Absolutely.
But otherwise, I think maybe just plot me on the sand with my family. We'll call that a vacation. I'll put a milk
That's
in the baby
nice.
Hand and a pina colada in my husband's and mine.
There you go. That works. That works. And there you know, it's
order,
a straight shot over to Melbourne and all that. You can have a good, real
I
nice
know.
Time. Fantastic beaches there.
Well,
out of sight.
Yes.
Out of sight.
If I ordered my husband a pina colada, he'd think I lost my ever loving mind.
He's not a pina colada kind of guy.
Nah, he's from Texas, so beer and
I gotcha.
Beer and something else, who knows?
But, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with
no,
that.
Not at all.
Outstanding.
I have so enjoyed our time tonight.
Oh, me too. Me too. It's so great to finally meet you and whatnot. And I can't wait for you to be on the show again. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. Real good.
So you mean you'll have me back?
Of course. Anytime. Anytime. Fantastic time tonight. And I want to let people know once again, your website, CherishLeeMusic.com, everybody. I want you to go over there and click on the various. It's right there at the top. All the social media links, like Cherish Lee's Facebook page, subscribe to the YouTube, you know, follow her on Twitter, even though we have no idea how that's working, but that's okay. I don't know how this stuff works.
I know, I keep telling myself 10% smarter than the task at hand, but it is what it is.
That's the way to do it. And if you go over there, folks, right when you get to the page, man, that's a nice blanket you got on there. I like that blanket there. That's a nice blanket in that picture
Thank
you're
you.
Wearing there. But
that
right
is a
underneath
friend
that,
of mine. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, my girlfriend who did my website and the photos, Lauren Vanderbock, she's got all these fantastic props. And
nice.
So that was one that we just, we grabbed that from her little basket near the fireplace and took it on out there.
And it worked out great. Right by that cornfield. I like that cornfield, too.
That's her
cornfield
as well. Talk about great props, yeah.
Well, there you go. How about that? What I wanted to let everybody know, right under that picture, if you scroll down a sec, you see it's right underneath the picture, is the YouTube video for Tequila Cowgirl. Check that out. It's a fun video, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. Good website. I like this website. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody that's go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just talking and not listening.
And I've been chatting on, but I appreciate it. And thank you so much for the plug and everything. And thank you to all the listeners and for being a part of it. You are now the heartbeat of this. Could not do it without you. And especially being a true independent artist, you really are going to be the fire, the steam in the motor and all that good stuff.
Nice.
Thank you very much for clicking and being a part of it.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. We're going to, let's see, what are we doing? Oh, it's Monday night, so we'll be back tomorrow night, actually, everybody. We've got another fantastic traditional country musician on, Richard Lynch of the Richard Lynch Band. Fantastic. He's been on the show before, and it's just always a lot of fun. This show will be converted, tonight's episode will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. Well, we'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? But we'll also be on...
Cool.
I know. You can figure out what to do with a palette and listen to the show at the same time. It's amazing. We're also going to be up on iTunes for free on their podcast page. So if you are in the future listening to the show on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And baby, that's where we like to be. It's just awesome. Cool, cool, cool. Well, we're out of here. Cherish Lee, have a good night. Kiss those dogs. You got home. You don't have to worry now. And, you know, put your men to bed and it'll all be home, safe, and sound.
I
and all
will.
That, right?
You were so sweet. Thank you for. And that made the last bit of that trip go quick. So thank you.
Excellent. Folks, we'll see you later. Have a great night. Bye.
Have a good one.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.